lâu cái lâu mới có chính xin là mấy đám một thuyết chương trình là được.
If you have any questions, please ask. Or if you want to talk about something you've experienced, speak.
Do you have a tank?
Maybe it'll be better if we just all sit in meditation for a while.
Lúc trả là đi nên đi đấy rồi.
He says, do you all try to be mindful as you work?
Okay. So if we enjoy it.
So tell him how it is.
The cuckoo experience is going to be able to do it. If somebody brings up something, some
experience, then he can like,
you
know, expand on that. Yeah, then it's real. So. Well, my experience is that I forget a lot. I'm very distracted lately. But one thing is, I've been noticing that actually, when I have a defilement, it's almost a good thing, because the defilements kind of are flags for me to pay attention.
Yes.
In a way, they're functioning like that, which is.
He did that. She a kaun nong kaun de de a la no be de ko di tha mi bo a la pya de lo be phin de de a la de. So pya no ma so lo tu a lo de bo.
He
says, why do you think is the main reason that you forget so often?
Well, my situation with packing and moving is making it especially difficult because
you're busy thing
okay.
Yeah. I'm even more.
He says all the yogis at the center too are like that. When they have to leave, they start losing more mind.
အဓိကကအချက်မှရှိလို့အဲ့ပက်ကင်လောက်တာအဓိကမဟုတ်ဘူးဒေါ်လို့အဲ့ထဲမှာ involve ဖြစ်သွားတော့လောက်တဲ့ကိစ္စ involve ဖြစ်သွားတော့သူကကိုယ့်ကိုပြန်မသိတော့ဘူ
း He says, and the reason we forget, he says, is not so much because of the packing, it's our habit. You know, when we get eager to do something, we lose more mindfulness. So it's not the packing, it's because we're in a hurry to do those things.
အပြင်ရောက်ရင်တကယ်အပြင်မှာအားထုတ်လို့မရတာအဲ့အကြောင်းပဲအဓိက
He says that's one of the main reasons we're not able to practice in daily life.
It is the hurrying. That's
yes.
Because we want to do it. We want to finish it, you know, that kind of feeling.
All right. If we want to practice on a daily basis, he says, we have to really keep a watch on the mind.
So if we want to practice on a daily basis, he says, we have to really keep a watch on the mind.
ဒီစိတ်ကဗာစိတ်နဲ့လုံနေလဲဆိုတော့များများလေ့ကျင့်လုပ်ပြီးမှာ
trying to practice as they work, he said, what you have to really watch out for is, as you work, what sort of mind are you working with? He says, how is it possible to live as though you were in a retreat setting all our lives? We can't live like we do things in retreat. He says, how long have we been in retreat anyway? How long do we spend time in retreat anyway?
Most of us not too long.
Not too
few weeks in
there. Yeah. Think much out
of work. Hey, daily life ma, the daily tamari bolo thaya ma.
So he says, so how do we learn how to maintain our awareness and samadhi, stability of mind in daily life?
Well, what comes to mind is that I hope I'll be able to find a job that's more conducive to it, for one thing. A job where I'm not under so much pressure, I hope. But also just practicing again.
Hello, below Sandal, let's go to who are a lobo. They are a two-pied po. A queen, you be alone, you. pressure
on me. I don't know. That's lower.
Yeah, that's
lower. I take pressure on me. I'm lower.
Just too much pressure is difficult, he says. Now to go up.
Yes. Now skill
pin
ma do skill pin ma to take nai skill so
and learning
ba chang sik ka lou sha de ba sik ka ba lu ba lu sin da lu ba lu sik chao ba lu lou sha de ai ya to ho song san tha ma
yeah he's learning from those times that we're trying to practice all the time investigating what makes the mind agitated, what makes the mind, you know, loses mindfulness, why does the mind become eager, and learning from that, you know, whether it's necessary or not, whether we can learn to not let those minds take over.
With you here as a reminder, on my days off, it's much easier to have longer periods of awareness. But that feels like it's because I can move very slowly, or I'm not concerned with time,
yeah,
the illusion of time, or there's no pressure or stress. I'm wondering how possible he would feel it would be for someone to have work that involves time, like cooking,
yeah,
time and moving fast. And how possible that is to keep that sense of awareness as one would have when one is not concerned with time.
သူကပြောတယ်ဦးစင်းဒီမှာရှိတော့သူကအဲ့ဒါ reminder လို့ဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့ဟိုသူအလုံးမလုံးရတဲ့နေ့တွေဆိုရင်သူကတတိပိုကြကြထားဖြစ်တဲ့အနေထားဖြစ်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူကပြောတယ်အမဖြည်းဖြည်းလုပ်လို့ရတဲ့အချိန်တွေမှာ
ပိုထားလို့ရ
ပိုထားလို့ရတယ်အဲ့တော့သူလိုမျိုးအလုပ်ကြသူကခင်းချက်တာလေခင်းချက်တာဆိုတော့သူကအချိန်ကအရေးကြီးနေတယ်အဲ့တော့သူကမေးချင်တယ်လူစိတ်အနေနဲ့ခင်းချက်တာခင်းချက်တာခင်းချက်တဲ့လူမျိုးကတတိထားနိုင်ဖို့ possibility ထားနိုင်ဖို့အလောက်ရနိုင်မယ်လို့ထင်တယ်ဗောလေ
နိုင်လောက်ပါပဲဆ
က် He says
နိုင်တယ်လောက်ဆက်ထင်ရှားတယ်လေဆက
် He says for people you know who are time pressure jobs and all that, he says, just do as much as you can. Like, whatever becomes possible, just take that. Appreciate that.
I do good sanji bala. Oh, he ne chet ni de. Oh, go go le ti ni de. Aya, palo lo ti ni.
He says, so do it experimentally. Like, I'm cooking, and I'm wondering, how do I feel as I cook? And see how much you can notice that as you cook. At the same time. That means you're not separately watching yourself or cooking. You are doing it at the same time. You're not taking time away from your cooking. Like you don't watch yourself separately. Like as you cook, you want to see what sort of mind state you bring to the cooking while you're cooking.
Yeah,
Can you try that? Will you try that? He said, try to do that like often as much as you can. If you focus, he said, if you try to see the feeling clearly, or you know, if you try to focus on yourself, this is what you do. You have to sort of do it loosely. Yeah.
Kind of the big picture.
He says, if you're watching yourself too much, you'll find it difficult to cook. You won't know how to cook anymore. But if you pay too much attention to the pot, then you won't notice what mindset you're bringing to it. How to find this balance? That's the fun.
Okay.
He said, that's the homework. Okay.
I work in the office and we're often talking on the phone or talking to people coming in, and it's very hard for me to stay mindful when I'm talking, and I wonder what instructions you give for talking. Sometimes I'm aware right after the fact of something that I said that maybe didn't feel skillful, or I wish I would have said it in a different way, but in the moment it's often hard.
Mm. phone pure on yard. Number of Lurie never will lie in real, the Gangara. The deep baby water, Thorum Yamia, pure pima, the Kali, pure of Mawabi, for the cool alubio, the pinned it as him are the deep tummy booming.
Oh, blue young, a little yama.
He says that requires lots and lots of practice. So that it becomes a habit to be mindful.
Oh, phone line. The
but you say but he says so when you while you are talking on the phone or when someone comes, you know, to you through the door or something, he says you want to remember. That's the thing you want to remember. What am I feeling now? With, you know, what am I projecting onto the person? The person's walking towards
me.
He says, if we make it a habit, not just in the office, but all the time during the day, to notice what we feel or how we react every time we see someone, whether it's a happy reaction, neutral, or whatever, to, you know, recognize what reaction came when we, you know, every time we see someone, he says, then that will become a habit. And then when you're in the office, it will just sort of do the thing.
Okay, phone me. Phone me, Balo.
He said, okay, so the phone rings.
No, practice logo, no?
This is to practice with, yeah? So the phone rings, what do you do?
Phone the neighbor, come here.
And how many times does the phone ring every day? Once, in a day?
Oh, several times. Yeah. Maybe an hour sometimes? It depends on the day.
Maybe
several times a day.
Hello,
he says, and every time you hear the phone, how does the mind feel first off? Like, does it feel like I have to get the phone quickly?
Yeah.
Tension rises.
I find that it's helpful to have, I don't know if I would call it intermediate step, but whether it's the cooking example or the phone example or speaking with someone, that my connection with being aware of the mind is through the body. That if I can feel my feet on the ground when I'm speaking to someone, I'm much more likely to be aware of what I'm projecting onto them than if I'm not in touch with my body. I'm just wondering what Saidoff has to say about the place of awareness of the body in relation to awareness of the mind.
Telephone ก็ pure pure
หลุนเนี่ยหลุนแบบเนี่ยตัวก็บลูขึ้นแล้วสรุปคณะโกตะดิยายอุปมาตัวฉิรังเนี่ยจานเนี่ยถิ่นเลยรู้ตะดิยาเนี่ยไอ้แล้วสรุปไอ้ดีรู้ปอมาตัวบ่เซ็งเนี่ยเสร็จสรรเนี่ยแล้วมั่มมิบ่ปูผิดเลยเนี่ยตะยี้จิตาตะดิชินี่กูก็ไหนตะคู่ๆ
Well, yeah, anything that works for you, whatever that will help you to become conscious of yourself. But what is the most important step? He says, is the to be conscious, remembering to be conscious, whether it's of the body
or the mind.
He says, if we remember to be conscious and consciousness is present, he says, then that consciousness will pick up everything if it's turned to ourselves. Yeah. He says, when he started practicing in daily life, he says he started by watching his body, and then like he would walk to work, and then he watches, you know, the movement of his feet, and in one or two steps he would have forgotten himself. He said, then he started investigating, why am I forgetting, you know, to be aware. And then he noticed because he was in a hurry, he was eager to get to work, and so he stopped watching his feet and started watching whether the mind was getting eager or not. You see how the investigation is important, like what should he do, how should he do it. And then, as you know, once he was watching to see if the mind was getting eager, if the mind was calm, he noticed the mind was already being more aware of himself.
Yeah.
He says, how interested are we in this practice? That makes a big difference.
Value value.
He says our value has to be with the practice. And he says the
value.
And the more we understand the value of the practice, he says the more we want to practice them. Yeah.
I don't think the kind of yoga they made, the dinner need a bad benefit, good, my bad benefit, she did, oh, dealer.
That's why you often ask yogis, you know, ask themselves, what benefit have they received from doing the practice? And they need to have their own answers.
For how much I feel like I benefit from the practice and how much it means to me, I never feel like I'm doing, like, putting as much into it as for how much I care about.
Yeah.
And it's the balance that I struggle with when I was younger.
ตัวเราตัวบลาอจุยะเลยสรอกไอ้จุยะตะหลอกกูสึกกะอัธรโมมวนซาดโลเว้ยเออกูอ่ะอ่ออัธรโมโหเลยตําโมทาเลยแต่ตําโมสึกแท้มาตําโมชื่อเลยลูกค้าซาดหลอกวริยะไม่ถั่วปูเลยเออดีนักขุมมาอเมสตรัคก็ชื่อเลยกูอ่ะอัธรโมก้าวเนี่ยลูกเลยโหหนูบอกอยู่ซะเลยだแม้
He says because that realization. He
says there is a defilement, there is some wisdom. The defilement is laziness. The wisdom is understanding how beneficial it is. And he says it's a battle between the wisdom and the defilement. And the wisdom is not as strong as the defilement yet. He says when there's more water, you can put out the fire. When there's a lot of fire, you need to grow the water.
Well, look, come on, don't eat it. Don't eat that. Defilement, we don't know anything. Defilement, do the buaji.
Yeah, he says so. We understand that the practice is beneficial, has been beneficial, but the amount we understand is still not enough to overcome that defilement.
He
says this sort of thing works better for people who have some struggle, who have some suffering, who are having difficulty. And there is motivation to keep at it. He says when we're in a lull, things are going well. He says then, you know, we just don't have that need to go at it.
Of what I'm struggling with right now with food and eating and bringing so
eating
and bringing so much consciousness to it, but it's there's so much anxiety and constriction there that I'm getting tired bringing awareness to it, and I'm having difficulty finding the balance what to do now. He says, the tiredness is because the motivation for that consciousness, for that extreme consciousness, is anxiety and not wisdom. So it's like fear motivated consciousness. He says, so when you're being conscious, he says, notice how conscious you're trying to be, and you'll notice that the mind is like overextending itself.
He says
the reason is because, I mean, you've suffered before from eating the wrong thing. And the mind is very well aware of how much it suffers. It doesn't want to suffer anymore, so it's trying very hard not to go there anymore. And he said because of that, it's overtrying. He says, so,
suffering pit that chain ma, or now the kind of delete that chain ma.
So he says, so notice both states. He says, when you're suffering, if something goes wrong and you're suffering, and when you're trying too hard to not suffer. And he says, when you suffer, he says, so how bad is it? I mean, okay, it's done now, so okay, just. So even while suffering or being conscious, there has to be awareness with wisdom. Both states are important. Mm-hmm.
နောက်မဖြစ်ချင်တော့နောက်တစ်ခါအဲဒီစားတော့မယ်ဆိုမစားခင်နဲ့သူကတတိထားတော့အဲ့ချိန်မှာလဲဟာစိတ်နဲ့တတိထား
He says, so the mind doesn't want to go through that again, so it's becoming very conscious. He says, but even as you try to be conscious, he says, then check that mind. Because what state of mind are you trying to be conscious? How conscious are you?
Okay. Yeah.
The Buddha said that insight is born of concentration of samadhi, and you say that in your booklet. And many teachers recommend bringing awareness tight, focused on just one object, a very small sensation or something, for aiming and sustaining it there. And I think my sense is from reading your book that you disagree. Or could you speak to that, please?
Mm.
Yes.အဲ့မဲ့ဆရာရုံမင်းကလည်းတင်တယ်အဲ့တမန်ကြီးဖြစ်ပေါ်တာတနည်းအားမှာကြက်ကြက်စိတ်ကိုကတ်ထားပြီးတော့နေဖို့အဲ့တော့ဒါမဲ့သူဥစဉ်စာအုပ်ဖတ်တော့တမန်ကြီးကြောင့်ပညာဖြစ်တယ်လို့တော့ပြောတယ်ဒါမဲ့ဟိုလိုမျိုးထားတဲ့ခါကျတော့
တမထတမန်ကြီးနဲ့ဝိပဿနာတမန်ကြီးဥစဉ်ဒါကြောင့်ရှင်းတာ
He has spoken about the difference between samadhi is stability of mind that's the definition of samadhi.Is stability of mind. He doesn't use the word concentration. And there's a difference between samadhi that you develop from a samatha kind of meditation. You know samatha meditation. It's a tranquility meditation. A meditation that's geared to developing concentration only. And then there is samadhi that comes from a vipassana kind of practice.
တမထအလုပ်ရင်းနဲ့ဝိပဿနာကုမယ်ဆိုတမာတိကြောင်ခဏိကတမာတိပဲလား
He says so in a samatha kind of practice kumachamu tinadiya
Eh tu ma ja bu lo
so in a samatha kind of practice he says below
တမထတမာတိရပြီးတော့ဝိပဿနာကုခြင်းနဲ့ဆိုရင်ဒီတမာတိမျိုးနဲ့မရဝိပဿနာတမာတိပဲလား
So
ညံပါလားအဲ့
တော့သူ့ကိုတမထတမာတိကဘလို့မျိုးလ
ဲလဲပြောတယ်နည်းနည်းပြောပြအဲ့လိုခုတည်းစိုက်ပြီးရတဲ့တမာတိမျိုးဖြူးစိုက်လို့ရတဲ့တမာတိကတမထတမာတိဝိပဿနာတမာတိကတူက right attitude ရှိလို့အယူဆမှန်လို့တူက reaction မရှိဘဲနဲ့ငြိမ်းနေတာ
So he says a samatha kind of samadhi is developed when you develop concentration by focusing on one object only and building the focusing power of the mind the concentration of the mind that's a samatha kind of samadhi if you want to practice vipassana he says you have to practice you have to change the practiceSo that the kind of samadhi that develops is a vipassana kind of samadhi. And that samadhi, he said, that stability of mind comes because the mind has some knowledge that helps the mind to understand that everything is just okay as it is. And because the mind has this understanding, whether it's theoretical or because your rational mind understands or because you've had some insight before, when the mind has that sort of understanding, it has no reaction because it understands that things are as they are. And when there's this sort of non-reaction, no aversion, no attachment to what's happening, he says, that's the kind of samadhi that comes from vipassana.
Oma, the deep thana toma, anapana paima ve, tuwa, ayam tuku ve yukhaina. Chane hari aloma, ayam tuku ne yukhaina ma pao.
He says, in the Satipatthana Sutta, you know, it's broken up into some parts, and only in the section where they talk about anapana, where they talk about the breath, you're told to observe one object only. When you go on to the other sections on other kinds of mindfulness, he says, then none of it tells the person to focus on one object only anymore.
အဲ့တော့တမထတမာတိကသူကစိတ်ကိုတော့ကြိလိုက်တာလေခဏတော့ဖုံးထားနော်ဖုံးထားရုံပဲဖုံးထားမှာသူကဉာဏ်မပါဘူ
းHe says, in a samatha style practice where you focus on only one object and develop concentration, he said it helps to subdue the defilements for a while. It sort of covers it up for a while, but only for a while. And it, no wisdom arises to help you deal with it at a fundamental level.
Not good. Ayon taku le yu ekagra tamadhi ya, tamatha tamadhi ya ekagra tamadhi na. တကယ်တမ်းကျတော့အာယုံတစ်ခုတည်းကြောင့်တမာတိဖြစ်တာမဟုတ်ဘူး။ဘာကြောင့်တမာတိဖြစ်လဲဆိုကြည့်တယ် တဘောထမှန်လောဘဒေါသမောဟမပါမတမာတိဖြစ်တာအာယုံကြောင့်တမာတိဖြစ်တာမဟုတ
် and you know in samatha practice we focus on one object only to develop what they call one pointed concentration yeah but he says we get the wrong idea that concentration can only be developed if we pay attention to one object only in fact he says samadhi stability of mind develops not because of paying attention to one object only samadhi develops because of right attitude and continuity so when there's continuous awareness and right attitude means there is no greed aversion or delusion in the mind then samadhi
now samadhi ya man ya
and there is what we call right concentration
nga mya yi tamadhi phit la
it's called samasamadhi so he asked this question have you gone fishing
yes
do you feel concentrated when you go fishing do you feel very calm stable and so on
yes
တမာတိအာယုံဆိုင်အာယုံ object ပေါ်မှာအာယုံဆိုင်ရင်တမာတိတော့ဖြစ်တယ်မန္လာမန္လာပြောလို့ဟုတ်မန်ချင်မှမှเนาะနောက်က motivation ကကိလေသာဖြစ်လာဒီဟာတမာတမာတိပြောလို့မြင
် so he says concentrating on one object or activity may bring concentration but whether it's right or wrong concentration is still not established yet he says if it's the wrong object you cannot say the right samadhi has developed
Now တမထတမာတိအာယုံပေါ်မှာကြာကြာနေခြင်းနဲ့နော်သူအဲ့မှာလောဘပါဥပါဖြစ်ခြင်းနဲ့လောဘရှိလို့ရှိတယ
် And he says in a samatha style practice which is paying attention to one object only he said there is a desire for the mind to be able to stay on that object for as long as possible and he says greed is definitely present there because there is a desire to keep the mind on that object
အဲ့အကြောင်းအဲ့တမထတမာတိကညံမပေါ်တော့
That's why he saysin that sort of samadhi wisdom doesn't arrive
အဲ့တော့တမထတမာတိကိုမန်တဲ့တမာတိလို့ပြောသူကောင်းတဲ့တမာတိလို့ပြော
so in samatha samadhi he says we may call it good concentration but it's not called right concentration
so even if the mind is very busy from daily life you don't ever recommend people do samatha practice
အဲ့ဒါစိတ်ကဟိုအလုံးနဲ့ရှုံနေပေမဲ့ဘယ်သူမှဦးစီကတမထလို့အာမထုတ်ခိုင်းဘူးလားတမထလို့မတုံးခိုင
်းအခြေအနေပေါ်မူတည်ပြီးသူအဲ့ယူကောချစ်ပြီးတုံးတယ
် Yeah he says well it really depends on the situation and the person it's not that you can't use it
အဲ့လူကညာအားကောင်းရင်ညာနဲ့အားထုတ်ခိုင်းဘူ
း If the person is intelligent then he'll just ask him to use some wisdom
ညာအားနည်းလို့ရှိရင်တော့အမျိုးဝိရိယအကောင်ဝိရိယနားထုတ်ခဲ့
If someone is good at effort like you know using energy then he will tell them to use their ability to make effort in a skillful way
But if he's not very intelligent
ညမကောင်းရော
စမ်းကြည့်ရပါဘော
But he says you have to test the people first ဟဲ့ကောင်
အဲ့ဖရားဖရားရာဖရားဒီတကယ်ဘလူးဒရိုက်နဲ့ကိုက်အောင်ပေးနိုင်တာဖရားဒါကြောင့်ဖရားမှာဒီ quality ရှိတယ်လူတိုင်းမှာမရှိဘူးအဲ့
He says but you know to be able to like recommend the perfect thing for the person is I mean he can't do that he said that's like only the Buddha has that title you know that
ဦးဇင်းကြတော့ light ဟိုဆာချင်းဖိုင်ယာလို့
Yeah he's like have you heard of searching fire It's like searching fire
လို့လို့ကြည့်တယ်လို့ကြည့်
You know, it's like when you want, if you know that enemies are like hiding in the trees on the other side and you want to see where, then you just shoot. And then you shoot everything and then you know where they are. Maybe they shoot back or they yell or something. So that's what he does. He doesn't really know where it is or what it is. So he tries to talk to the yogis a lot. And then the more he talks to them, the more he knows where they're coming from.And the better position he is in to maybe help.
ဦးသိန်းဒီဆရာလည်းဒီလိုပဲဦးသိန်းမျိုးမျိုးဆန်းဘူ
း His teacher was like that too.
တခုတည်းမပေ
း He would try all sorts of things on you. He didn't give him just one instruction. It would change you.
ကျတော့ဦးသိန်းက instruction ပေးလိုက်တယ်သူတို့ဗာ interview လုပ်တဲ့အခါဗာပြန်ပြောပြောတဲ့အချိန်မှာသူ့ idea ကိုသူဖြည်းဖြည်းချင်းဦးသိန်းရှင်းကြည့်ပြီးတော့သူနဲ့ကြိုက်တယ်လို့
This is I mean he might give an instructionAnd then the next time, you know, after the yogis try practicing for a while, they might come back and tell him, they give him their feedback, like this, did this and that, and what happened. And then he'll see, you know, maybe that doesn't work or this works, and then he'll try and adjust his instructions.
အဲ့ညာရှိတဲ့လူကြတော့ခုနပြော right attitude နဲ့အားထုတ်ခိုင်းရင်သူကသဘောသူစဉ်းစားတတ်ရင်ရတယ်လုပ်လို့လွယ
် For some people just talking about right attitude and you know they sort of know how to
ideal သဘောပေါက်
Yeah when they understand that idea they know how to adjust their minds and sort of work from that angle
ရတဲ့လူကြတော့အာယုံနဲ့ပဲစတာပေါ့
If someone is not able to like work with that or something then he starts them from if that's too confusing
ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့တမထနဲ့ဒီဟိုအမြဲအပြင်းအထန်နေတဲ့အထုတ်ဖို့အတွက်ဆိုရင်တမထနဲ့မကပ
် But he says if you want to practice not only on a daily basis but on a habitual like you want a practice that is continuous like you want to grow or practice yeah? he says then he says samatha doesn't work so well
anymore okay that's it ကျုံနာနဲ့အားထုတ်မယ်ရတာနဲ့အားထုတ်မယ်တတိလေးနဲ့ခုနတတိနဲ့အားထုတ်ဉာဏ်နဲ့အားထုတ်ရင်ပိုလွယ်တယ
် Yeah he says because you need time for samatha you know some particular thing but if you're willing to take anything that you experience as like food for your practice for the consciousness then it's easier it becomes something to be conscious of.
ကျွန်တော်ပြောအပ်ခဲ့
General instructions are to give
I have a question it's a little vague just about discerning between doubt that's a hindrance and doubt that's a skillful pointer like in assessing if there's right view or I don't know
ตู่เมโกอันนั้นไม่ใช่หมดแล้วตัวตู่ပြောတာตันเนี่ย
ก้าวเล
ยเปลုံမျိုးมาตันเนี่ยก็ตะคัดเลยอ่ะยังงัดตันเนี่ยရှိတာตะคัดเลยอ่ะกิเลสตันเนี่ยဖြစ်တာอัตตาဖြစ်တာဘယ်လိုလို့ခွဲပြ
ီးကိုชุบလာတော့ဗောညာကตันเนี่ยตัวปุ๋งซုံนั้นเนี่ย
he says if
ปุ๋งเส้นဝင်ซะเลยโหก็ปุ๋งเส้นဝင်ซะညာปุ๋งเส้นဝင်ซะกิเลสชุบล่ะเส้นเนี่ยล่ะ
if the doubt is a hindrance an unskillful one he said it just causes more confusion more agitation less answers and just like you know you just feel less and less comfortable but it's a doubt that is skillful he says then the mind just feels curious
အဲ doubt လို့မပြောပါဘူးအမ doubt မဟုတ်တော့အိမ်ထွက်အရှင်းလို့သိချင်တ
ာ and he would not even call that doubt anymore he said then there's a sense of adventure like I don't know let's find out
အရေးကြီးတာလုပ်နေမှာကျို
း It's very important that you know we have to be always practicing and actually trying to
What's your name?
No, okay, I'll ask my question, but I'm just, so upset.
There's some tissues over there.
Yeah, no, I have to check with you. I'm aware that one of the reasons why I like doing retreats is because the rest of my life does not impinge. And what happens when I do...his technique, for instance, on my days off, I can get into a very spacious, timeless kind of place.
Yeah.
But I feel a lot of fear in the background that wants to impinge because, and what it's saying is, you can't spend so much time in this place because you've got things you've got to do.You know, you've got work to do, or things that need to be addressed, or bills to pay, or whatever. And so it's, I feel like I can artificially put myself in that space, but then I have to come out of it in order to take care of my life, you know, and be in the top, be in time again.
Yeah. Oh, do you mean go where I come then?ก็บ่โดดเทเลยสู้เส้นเตือนน่ะเรามาเนี่ย तो आप बाइनो रिट्रीट द्वारा अच्छा ही ले सुनो और ऐसे में को बवागा को पोमा वे ब्रो मफी जी दे लो खान जा रहे हैं मफी पी जी बो अच्छे मशीन बो ऐ अच्छे मार को अच्छे यूटा रहा हो रिट्रीट वे बो अगर उसे नी ने आठ हो इन्हें तो आ तो ऑफ डे ले सोए तो आ आठ हो को जोजा ने ढंग तो आ यो इन का ही मौना तो आ तत्तल लोट आप ही में ऐसा तो आप बोलो फिर दसो ऐ ऐ ची माने लोग काम ने स्पेशियस फिर दे ना मैं से ना उठे मैं चाऊ रहे बच्चा उसे फिर दसो तो आप बोल रहे से का बोल रहे निंदी लो तत्तल लोग नहीं लोग मिया उन्हें लोग सियारे शीरे रे लोग सियारे शीरे रे ने ओ ओ शियां मैं पैसा ने शीरे लोग सिया लोग सिया कहीं जा लोग शीरे निंदी लोग मिया सेंजे डाबो बस वो तू उठे ना तू आ दिया ने ठुआ बीमा हो हारे
लोग यहाँ अलग जो करना अब जो तो जाओ फॉर्मल ने इनफॉर्मल ना कुलों जो आने
he says you know so you've separated formal practice and informal practice
formal या चीनों जो नीलों में या
he says so the kind of practice you're doing on your off days even using his technique is still formal practice You're taking time away from what you usually do to practice. He says, but we can't do formal practice all our lives because there are things that need to be done. And that can only be done with informal practice.
Informal, informal practice.
Where paying your bills becomes part of your practice.
You mean just being aware that you're paying your bills?
Yes, to be aware, conscious of yourself in every... facet of your, in every activity of your life. And he says, and what is that fear about?
I'm aware of how pleasant it is to be in timeless spaciousness.
I
want to stay there all the time. I don't want to come back to this other thing. You know, this kind of...
Yes. Right.
He says, but that's aversion. So he says, the problem is not that timeless spaciousness, and the problem is not the daily life work that you have to do. The problems are greed and aversion. He says, so there is an attachment to the peace, and the attachment is a problem.
Yeah,
he says, there's a lot of this.
Depression of China.
And this can lead to depression because there's such an aversion to normal life.
He says
he came across this. As he was trying to practice in daily life, in wanting to maintain his peace, he moved away from people more and more and more because he thought that's what he needed to maintain his peace. He became really lonely.
He was practicing because of depression.
So he says, you know, it's very important to watch out for attachment. If we get attached to whatever side effects of meditation, he says it's very dangerous.
He
says, and you know when he started investigating his mind to see why he had got himself into that corner, he started seeing that the thought pattern that had got himself there was something like this. I'm a meditator. I don't want to mix with these people. And you know, weddings are superficial and all these community events are, you know, rubbish and all this, and I'm a meditator, so I'm not doing that, and I'm not doing this, and keeping away from all that, sort of, you know, he holds himself in a corner. When he realized this, he realized it was aversion. It's not because he was a meditator, it was because he didn't like all that. And when he realized that, he said he just started going for those things. He went and sat in weddings and was mindful. He went for community events, he was mindful. He went for dinners and he was mindful, you know?
In such a way,
And then at that time he remembered what his teacher had taught him. His teacher had always said, the object is not the problem. What you have to deal with is the defilement inside. And then he realized, those events and the people that he had to meet were just objects. He didn't have to avoid them. He needed to deal with the defilement. So he started going, meeting these people, going to these events, and watching his mind. Watching what was happening in the mind. Anybody here done drugs before? He says liking that feeling, like liking the trip and liking peace of mind. He said, what's the difference? Peace of mind from meditation and liking that trip. What's the difference? No difference.
Liking and to do it.
The liking is the same. Still a trip.
That
one,
so
meditation.
What is the
chamber?
Did that. Did
that. He said, it doesn't come cheap though. There's a price to pay for liking. That's painful, isn't it? He says, so it's always, I mean, greed will always give us dukkha, will give us trouble. So it's not important to be peaceful, he says. And if it's not peaceful, that's okay too. That's why he says we always have to come back to the objective of meditation. Why are we meditating? Because we want to understand what is really happening,
isn't it?
Yeah, he says we talk about, you know, getting peace. He says, but peace has many aspects to it. He says, when you're really wise, it brings peace. That's true. But he says, liking peace is a different thing altogether.
He says
a vipassana, the peace that we are thinking of in vipassana is, you know, because of wisdom. And wisdom means that you don't feel averse to what's happening, and you're not liking what's happening. Therefore, you are at peace. But what's happening may be chaos, but you don't have aversion towards it, and you don't have attachment to it, and so there is peace. Yeah. He says so. You know, he asked this question again. So we develop samadhi, the mind becomes stable. But does that necessarily bring peace? Oh, does that bring wisdom? We get peace, the mind becomes stable, but he says instead of getting wisdom, we develop aversion to other things. That's why he says even samadhi needs to be
samadhi,
right?
Samadhi.
So he says we can practice, you know, developing samadhi. You can practice something and it helps the mind to calm down, cool down, and so on. But once it's there, he says you have to move towards becoming wise, to use it wisely. Yes.
So does this wisdom develop to such a degree that the defilements don't arise, or does the wisdom develop to such a degree that the defilements aren't bothersome?
Yeah. Look, you're dinyang up.
ကိလေသာမဖြစ်တော့တဲ့ညာလားကိုယ်ကိလေသာဖြစ်ပေမဲ့အနောက်ဆက်မဖြစ်တော့တဲ့ညာလားပဲမဖြစ်ကိလေသာညာဆိုရင်လည်းညာမဟုတ်ဘူးဘယ်လိုပြောမလဲညာတမတမဒိဋ္ဌိဆိုရင်တော့သူကကိလေသာဖြစ်တယ်နောက်ဆက်လို့ဒီလို့လေညာကလည်းသူ့အလုပ်သူလုပ်လေညာအားကြီးတဲ့အချိန်မှာကိလေသာမဖြစ်ဘူးနော်ကိလေသာဘာမှာဘာရှိမဖြစ်ဘူးဆိုတဲ့ဒါလည်းညာပဲ
He says when any wisdom is very strong, he says at that time defilement can't arise. But when a defilement does arise and the mind has equanimity towards it, understands it for what it is, that's also wisdom. Mm-hmm. It's not bothered by it. Mm-hmm.
အဲ့တော့သူပြောချင်တာအတရားအထုတွေရွေချက်အဲ့ပြဆိုဖြစ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာကို attachment ရှိလားဖြစ်လားကိုပြန်ကြည့
် So he says when you are trying to meditate he says you need to keep checking to see whether attachment is developing
and opposite ဆန့်ကျင်ပဲ
on the opposite whether aversion towards the opposite is developing
အဲ့ချိန်မှာလည်းတတိထားမှာလိလာရ
And when you are feeling the aversion to the opposite things he says you need to be watching that to examining
learning
that, learning about why
အခြေအနေနှစ်ခုလုံး equanimity ထိန်းနိုင်ပြီဆိုတော့တက်လာပြီတရားတက်လာ
This is when you can feel equanimous to both equanimous to doing your daily thing equanimous to the peace that develop to the peace that you get when you formally meditate then he says you can move ahead from there
အဲ့မှာ freedom ဒါမှလည်း freedom ရှိတ
ယ် He says that's real freedom
အခုမှ freedom မရှိဘူးထောင်ကျနေပြီ
Now the mind is not free it's trapped
ဒီလိုလေးနေမှကိုလိုသူမရဘူ
း It feels it can only it wants to be like this it doesn't want to be like that
အ freedom မရှိဘူး
That is not free
အဲ့တော့ဉာဏ်တစ်ခုခုသဘောပေါက်လာဉာဏ်ပေါ်လာတော့မှနှစ်ခုလုံးအခြေအနေနှစ်ခုလုံးမှတော့ equanimity ထိနိုင်မှာ
Yes when some wisdom really arises he says the mind feels equanimity to both situations
အဲ့ဒီကိုခက်တဲ့အခြေအနေမှာဒီကြယ်ရှုပ်နေတဲ့အခြေအနေမှာကိုသတိတမာရဉာဏ်ဖြစ်အောင်နေနိုင်ပြီဆိုရင်လေတကယ်ဟိုအချိန်ကလွယ်လွယ်လေ
း And he says you know the real challenge is maintaining awareness samadhi and wisdom in a difficult situation while you're paying your bills cooking the meals and so on being able to maintain your equanimity and wisdom in those situations he says if you are able to do that then he says the other kind of peace is easy because you have peace here
confident လည်းတက်လာနေမယ်တရားပေါ်မှာလည်းအရန်ယုံကြည်လာယုံကြည်မှုကတက်လာ
Then you feel more confident he says and you gain confidence not only in yourself you gain confidence in the dhamma too
ဥသိဓမ္မယုံကလေဥသိအဲ့လိုဓမ္မယုံကအဲ့ဒီမင်္ဂလာဆောင်လို့ညစာစားပွဲလို့ဥသိဓမ္မယုံ
He says when he was you know working in lay life and trying to practice he says his dhamma hall was the wedding halls the dining tables yeah that was his
Chinese ya တိတ်တိတ်လို့ချုပ်တယ်သာညသာသာဝဲတော်တယ်မင်္ဂလာဆောင်တော်အဖေကတချင်ကိုခိုင်းဥစဉ်မတော်ချင်မှတော့စိတ်ညစ်လာငါတရားတော်မှဒိုင်းနဲ့ငါနဲ့မကြိုက်ဘူးငါအဲ့လိုညင်ညင်လေးနေချင်တာသူကငါ့ကိုခိုင်းတယ်ငါတော်လာဖြစ
်
နောက်တော့မှအဲ့တဘောပေါက်ပြီးတော့မှတမင်တက်တက်သွားထုတ်လာအဲ့အချိန်နဲ့မှတတိတမာတိထိန်းနဲ့ထိန်းနိုင်တော့တကယ်တရားတကယ်တက်တယ
် He said the Chinese are always very busy planning things wedding dinners He said and his father would you know And when you're invited, you know, somebody, at least a representative from the family, has to go. And his father was always telling him to go, and he would get so mad. He was like, here I am, I'm a meditator, I want to maintain my peace of mind, I don't want to go there. You know, and he was having all this aversion to these things. And then when he finally realized that, he started going to these things, he started going and practicing in those places. And over time, when he became able in those places to maintain his awareness, to stay equanimous, you know, and develop wisdom too, he said, then he began to become really confident about his own practice. And then he said, it started going up from there.
I know, mummy did it. I'm not a big guy, right?
He said, actually the key ingredient is right attitude. That's why he became able to practice in those places.
ဘာတော့ဆူညံတယ်တချင်းနေတည်တယ်ဒီ music တွေတားတည်တယ်ဥစဉ်တခုချင်း focus လို့ထအောင်တမထမရှိသေးတယ
် Yeah, he says sitting in the wedding in the wedding hall in Burma they have a live band playing and it's really noisy and he would sit there and he would just listen to the music and he would pick up you know he would start doing things he would see whether the mind would focus on just this instrument or that instrument so he used it as an exercise for and even that was almost a somewhat kind of practice because he would pick out each sound and keep it
my lead to lead bass to bass drum to drum တခုချင်းချက်ဘာအများကြီးရှိတယ်သူကတခုခုဆွဲလိုက်ကျန်တဲ့ဟာတွေဖိတ်ဖြစ်သွား
and you would notice how if he just paid attention to one the rest would fade into the background
အဲ့ဒီနောက်တစ်ခုယူလိုက်
then he would try that
again change အဲ့ apply လုပ
်
အဲ့ချိန်ကပြန်လာတမာရီကတောက်လျှောက်တက
် so this keeping his mind you know applying his mind to meditation in some way then he come home and his samadhi would be intact
ဟုတ်ဆိုအောက်ပြက်လို့ယူထားတာသူလည်းလို့မှမယူတာ
He didn't think this is very noisy how am I going to meditate? Because everything was an object. He was learning how to not develop a defilement because of any object.
So what's the advantage then of being a monk?
At that time he wanted to like go deeper into the practice, know things more deeply, and that's why he became a monk.
Because there's no working, so there's more time to.
Along with Shilo. Well, he says that it just gave him time to concentrate on this work, but it was work nevertheless.
Right.
He kept it. Actually, I think he ended up having more work. Yes, as a monk, he actually finds he has more work than when he was sitting in a shop doing business. He says when he was working, his social circle was very narrow. It was just his customers and his family. But when he became a monk and became a teacher, he says all these crazy people from all the world. Sometimes in the meditation center, he feels like he's in a mental institution. And then he says that includes him.
Blue name.
He says, so how shall we live?
Do you recommend people ordain?
That's something that people have to He tried to be a monk 6 times in his life. He says only be a monk when the practice is really good and he says if there's true understanding, he says the Dhamma will decide for you. You don't decide. He says every time he tried to be a monk himself, like I will go and be a monk, he didn't succeed, he got bored and disrobed. When he really understood, he said that it wasn't hard
anymore.
But really, to be a monk is not like the most important thing is to have wisdom.
What? Which channel?
Do you want to be a monk?
I don't.
What do you? Since you can try it out. In Burma you can do things temporarily. Temporary monk. I don't know if you all noticed a couple of guys who came in the beginning when he was here. One of them had been a monk, both of them had been monks before, but one of them was a monk for more than a year, and he actually didn't want to disrobe, but he disrobed, and now he says he's hearing sounds from monk's life and lay life very different. When he decided to disrobe, it was really because he didn't want to scare his father off the spiritual path to see him in these bed sheets kind of thing. And but to disrobe, you have to, go in front of a monk and you have to tell the monk that you have to speak your intention, and you have an intention to disrobe. And he had a lot of difficulty with this. He sat there and he could not, because he didn't want to disrobe. And then So finally, you know, he was like, help. And the teacher said to him, but you know the reason why you want to disrobe for now. And that helped him to make the decision. Then he said, right. So he could make the intention to disrobe. And he says to be a monk in the West is very difficult. So it's not important to be a monk. But it's important to practice all the time. Whether you're a monk or a lay person, he says it's important to practice all the time.
It's
not so easy to practice all the
time.
Or
I don't find it so easy. I wish I did.
And there's something about effort or energy, you know.
He says, so there's this question, he says, why is it difficult for us to practice? And he says, think of the time when we first began practice. Yeah? And he says, when we first began practice, doing the practice was a bit difficult at first. And then when we when we start the practice, he says, when we don't try to be mindful, we find it, oh, it's so relaxing. And trying to practice is difficult. Mm. But he says once practice gains momentum, and then you start finding practice easy within the retreat, he says then you find that when you're mindful, it feels so relaxed. Mm. And then when there's no mindfulness, you can actually see the tension, the restlessness, of the mind's quality changes when there's not this. What's the difference between these two states of mind? He says in the beginning of the practice, we haven't really got into the practice, the defilements are strong. And the qualities of awareness, samadhi, and wisdom are weak. He said, so what is enjoying that state of defilement is delusion. Delusion likes to be in its normal state. So when delusion is strong, delusion likes its own state. It thinks that this is more relaxing. He says, and when the practice gains momentum, he said, actually both awareness and wisdom grow. Both awareness and wisdom grow, and when we're in that state and that has a momentum, then the defilements are weaker, then wisdom starts to see that to be in a state of wisdom is more relaxing, and the state of delusion is actually more tiring for the mind, and wisdom sees that. But it's the same thing practicing in daily life. So what makes practicing in daily life difficult? Because of lack of momentum of the good qualities of mind.
I think, Sousa's example of too much effort and Isaac's example of too little effort, especially in daily life practice and trying to bring attention back again and again and again throughout the course of the day, I find that I feel like I ricochet, between too much effort and too little effort.
And then
it seems to be finding the middle path.
He says, so that's why his thing for, trying to meditate all day is actually to use the word recognize. Instead of bringing attention, he uses the word recognize. So recognizing what is already conscious, and then thinking a little about that.
So
there's not a putting in of effort to be more aware. There is a calling to remember yourself. So recognizing of the consciousness that is present, and to think of yourself. Like, what am I feeling? What am I doing here? Thinking of yourself.
Look,
being interested in myself.
Keeping it simple.
Mindfulness.
That's one yogi said to him, because he says keep reminding, you know, remembering yourself. He said it's not mindfulness, it's remindfulness.
Remind people.
It's about reminding ourselves all the time.
ဘုဘလို့နေခြင်းလဲဘလို့ဘလို့ငြိမ်းချမ်းခြင်းလားအတိညာရှိခြင်းလားညာစဉ်းစားလေပေါ့
We have to keep asking ourselves this question. How do we want to live? Do we want to be, do we just want to have peace? Or do we want to be wise?
ဘာကြောင့်ဘာဖြစ်အတရားထုတ်လဲ
Why do we practice meditation?
အငြိမ်းချမ်းဖို့ပဲအတားကက်ထိုင်ခုနလိုဖြစ
် If we only practice to get peace, he says then you know we will suffer.
Is that to say if we practice to get wise, then we won't suffer?
Hello, what? Nyan shi bo ato
e, dukha mi yao.
Yes, dukha mi yao. Dukha lo phyat ta ara. Dukha mi yao, nyan shi lai dukha lo. Nyan shi ma me dukha lo. Dukha asa dia shi bida.
He said,
dukha already.
He says, we're already suffering all the time. He says, only wisdom will bring us some relief from that.
Wisdom, only way, wisdom
is the only way.
Temporary peace will bring us any
relief. Jala bi, temporary peace, pin la bi tu.
He says, we've been having this temporary peace for a long time. He says, it's getting bored of it. It's getting bored of it.
6 la, 7 la, lo bu le.
He did it 6, 8 months at a time. He said, and it was useless when he went back home. It's really when the wisdom started rising, like he started realizing and understanding things, that he really began to feel peace in life, mm-hmm. or about life.
Is that to say just accepting things the way that they are? But in order to accept them the way that they are, you have to actually see them the way that they are?
You have to actually understand, yeah.
Right.
ရှိတော့အရှိရှိတိုင်းမြင်တာပေါ့ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဒီအဲ့လိုမျိုးမြင်ဖို့ငြိမ်းချမ်းဖို့အတွက်ကိုယ်တကယ်နားလည်မှာတကယ်အရှိရှိတိုင်
းဦးစင်းကော့ပြန်စစ်တယ်တခါတခါဉာဏ်ဤဖြစ်လာနော်အဲ့ဉာဏ်ဘာလို့ဖြစ်လဲလို့ပြန်ကြည့်တော့စိတ်ကအေးနေလို့ငြိမ်းနေငြိမ်းတော့များနေတယ်ငြိမ်းနေတယ်တတိရှိနေတယ်စောင့်နေတဲ့အတွက်တဘောပေါက်လာလေးရေပေါ်ပေါ်လာအဲ့တော့အဲ့ငြိမ်းတာတတိရှိနေတာဘာကြောင့်အဲ့လိုဖြစ်နေလဲဆိုသူနားလည်ထားတာရှိလို့
He says he's checked himself sometimes
ဒီလိုဒီလိုတွားလာ
He's checked himself sometimes when he understands something new. And he checks, why is he understanding this? What were the conditions that led to this mind arising? And then he would see that prior to that, the mind had already been relatively stable, and the mind was already watching and prepared.
I stable, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Liking, disliking,
and that relative stability that he had in his mind was because the mind was already not reacting to things. Things could be happening, but the mind was feeling not aversion or attachment to what's happening, just watching. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes these are more inside arising. And then he would also see why the mind could be in that state was because prior to that, already his mind had understood something from lots of practice that had led to an understanding that made the mind willing to be present in that way all the time. Mm-hmm. As much as
Yes, yes. Right.
That's right. It is really something we have to do long term.
Vipassana
is very important, more important. The longer we practice, the more we understand.
Lucky I'm not too old then.
He says it's okay to be older. He says we can start right now.
moment to moment, not
because moment to moment, he says that's all you have is the moment.
Can real life one day, daydreaming one day?
He says, do we want to live in real life or in our daydreams?
Present with the
Geshi. Because only the present is real.
Moment to moment, present with the Geshi, real life.
He says, moment to moment, it's only if we are in touch with the present moment that we are really living life. We are in touch with real life.
Yeah, with
my
my question, having just finished retreat yesterday for a short period of time, I was talking with one of my friends about like what's important as you transfer into, I guess, the real world or working environment, which is tomorrow.
Yes.
What do you recommend to
He says, do you have a real intention, desire to keep the practice going?
I believe so.
He says, so the mind hasn't made a real decision. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It believes so. Yeah, it's not like
that.
Yes, but it's good to have thought about these things. Good that you're thinking about these things because that will help the mind.
He
says he remembers once when he was on retreat. His mind thinking as he was, you know, going on thinking, I want to do, you know, the mind needs to do this always. Feeling that way strongly. So he says, just keep trying to know yourself and asking yourself, how much do you actually already know about your own mind and body? How much more, you know, like, how much do I actually know? How much more? So in the beginning, it's just learning to be in touch with yourself, wanting to know yourself. And that's just the first step. He says, and you know, as we go into our daily life and our activity and our work and so on, he says, checking like, how much are we actually in touch with ourselves? How much are we reminding ourselves or remembering ourselves during the day? And is that increasing day to day? But once you feel that this first step of wanting to be in touch with yourself is actually happening, there's an increasing sense of remembering yourself and noticing and knowing yourself during the day, day after day. He says then you'll find that, you know, the mind becomes open to the next step, which is to investigate more into the things that you're noticing. Like, why is this happening? He says, but expect this. The moment you get back to work, the mind will just need to accept that, okay, the mind is in chaos, it's very busy, or whatever. But just kind of plug away at doing what you intended to do, which is and the reason the mind will become chaotic like that is simply because the environment is different. When the environment is different, the mind is different.
And
to be in touch with yourself, he says, one of the things that is easiest to notice is your state of mind, your feelings. He says now you feel clear, and so on because of the short retreat you've had, just keep like checking into that, noticing that all the time, and see how long that stays that way.
Mm-hmm.
When it changes, it starts to become chaotic. But just a noticing, yeah? No expectations. He says, when we find that we have, like we think we understand some Dharma, and we find that we're actually not able to put it into practice in our lives, he then says that that's not real understanding. We have some intellectual understanding, but it hasn't become like deeply like embedded in the, it's not instinctual to the mind yet. Going for a retreat should only be seen as like in camp training. You're learning the skills. So it's only a place to learn skills that you want to apply when you go out on retreat. Because there's a competition going on outside, he says. There is a real competition. He says, are you afraid of the competition? Or are you excited to go in and compete? And if you find that you're skillful, he says, then you'll be you'll find yourself excited to go and take part. But if we're not skillful, then we feel afraid to go in and take part. He remembers there was this girl who came and practiced at the center. I mean, she just wandered in from somewhere. I mean, she had no plan to like come for a retreat or something, but she was interested in finding out something, and somebody had told her, oh, go to this place, and so she came with an open mind. When he talked to her about meditation and what it is, and his view is really that meditation is about being aware of yourself all the time and learning about yourself and growing your wisdom and all that. Then after 4 days, she said to me, but the way you tell me, you know, all these things about meditation, she says, then I don't need to be here. She says, I should be out there, you know. You know, she was on a world tour or something going around the world. She said, I should be out there. She said, I can do this while I'm cycling. She said, I can do this while I'm talking to people. He was like, well, if you think you can, then go and do it. He said, because that's what I really want from people. But she was so full of confidence that she could do it.
Did she ever come back and tell you how she did?
I don't know. Information of me, yeah. Information allowed.
At that time, we had no.
Yeah.
I mean, Konyanet, Okuleti Ato de Lucia.
But he says, there are people he knows who, you know, their first retreat.
Two are idiots.
Their initial retreat was just 7 days. There was a man, yeah. He was an atheist, and he didn't even bow to monks. He looked down on monks. He thought, you know, But he came for a 7-day retreat, and he's practicing until today. And he's like so. He practices all the time at home. He keeps a Dharma tape going in his house. He sells jewelry all day. He plays the tapes in his car every time he's driving, and just keeps him going all the time.
I was also telling you.
It's been about 6 years now.
Really changed.
Atheist
is using the project.
He says that's why he likes
atheists.
He's a Burmese man, right?
Chinese.
He's a Chinese.
Mao Zedong's cousin. Mao Zedong, who was
a
dictator.
He has a
communist
Mao. He likes that sort of idea.
But he's intelligent, the guy.
But he's really
intelligent. Intelligent, see, the look, sense, idiot,
Peter. He says, I mean, you know, it's because people think, you know, that they become atheists because they get disillusioned with
it.
People who don't think, they just believe. They just want to believe.
He's seen
a lot of atheists now, and they change quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. they often think that meditation is fun.
They often think that meditation is fun.
Not duty. Not duty. Duty is a
duty. If it's a duty, you don't
got to
do it. It's so boring.
Interesting.
He finds it interesting.
Okay. ที่ซ่าเนี่ยเปล่าล่ะอู้เออนับรถไอ้อ้าทุบตาหมอฮะหมอฮะจ้ะหมอฮะอ่ะๆเนี่ยสิ้นซ่าเนี่ยถั่วล่ะแล้วดิตมาธิอ่ะโอเคไอ้อ่ะงาสิ้นซ่าปุ๊ดเนี่ยงาเปล่าปุ๊ดเนี่ยตมาธิผิดตันตมาธิผิดโหลเนี่ยผิดเลยสอหลุได้เปล่าไอ้อ่ะเนี่ยหลุเลิกตมาถ่าออกอายิเลิกไอ้อ่ะสิ้นซ่าปุ๊ดเนี่ยเปล่ากูไม่รู้ไม่ว่ะอู้ดาวนี่เพี้ยๆๆเนี่ยถั่วล่ะ
แต่เจ้าตมถะก็บอกว่ามันหลุดออกมาเจ้าบอกว่าตนาชิรู้บอกว่าตนาชิรู้ผิดผิดบอกว่าผิดอ่ะผิดอ่ะผิดอ่ะผิดอ่ะบอกว่าตนาชิรู้
Can I ask a question? I don't want to interrupt.
I'm going to interrupt.
When you're talking about, you know, shamatha and then shamatha to stay. I'm not that attached to shamatha.
Yes.
When you talk about shamatha and that there's greed in the mind.
Yes.
But it doesn't have to be greed, does it? I mean, with wise yes. effort, you can do shamatha.
It's a craving. Nivarang have a nyene.
The five.
Kamachanda nyene.
So kamachanda, that kind of greed. Is
subdued.
It's Shamachanda.
Kamisana, huh? Kamisana, sensual.
Kamisana,
sensual pressure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That kind of greed is.
Yeah, but I mean, even the mind that comes to the object.
Bhavatana,
a very subtle greed.
But you think that's greed?
Bhavatana,
yeah.
You know
Bhavatana,
yeah. 10 factors
yeah,
there.
Really?
Yes.
Because.
Bhavatana, silu, Bhavatana.
That's why shamatha practice doesn't release us from life. Uh-huh. Because there's a desire for life. Life is becoming, right?
Yeah.
Bhava tanha is the desire for becoming.
Kamisanaro.
Reaffirming the life of.
So just say coming back to anapana. And you're not trying to get a state, but the mind is just coming back, very balanced, very calm.
Anapana.
Even in that, you say there's bhava tanha.
เอซิซิเนี่ยโหลบะชิเอาเอซิซิเนี่ยดีๆนะครั้งอายุชิเปลี่ยนๆแล้วไอ้นั้นมันบอกว่าจะไม่ใช่ป่ะเนี่ยใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่ใช่
woeful states, that's all. Yeah.
Kamachana
goma. But Kamachana sends you to the woeful states.
Yes. But so
the gross.
This is the same question, just to be clear. You're saying that in Shamatha, there is always going to be some bhavatana.
Yes, and permanent
because there's a desire for permanence.
Because there's a desire for
permanence. That's why
understanding of impermanence doesn't come. He mentions this in the instruction.
You
want to develop some jhanas. So you're moving
towards
Most of the time, yeah, but I just have this sense that when the mind is really pretty concentrated and at that time, there's not so much effort to come back. You know, the mind stayed more steady. It's shamatha, but at that time,
the bhavatana is very subtle.
When
interesting.
Let's say you've developed samatha to the point of just ready to access jhana.
Right.
For example.
Yeah.
It's not the jhana. It's the desire to stay on the object.
I understand, but there can't be any of the nivaranas.
Kamachana.
Kamachanda is a very gross kind of lobha.
Yes. Yeah. So the kind of desire that you're talking about is not hindering desire.
Yes.
Even in jhana.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Not hindering. Yes. If you look in the Abhidhamma, it's there. It's mentioned.
But when you use the English word desire,
yes,
it means everything. We treat it as hindering desire.
Yeah.
So we have to be.
As he asks and you know discusses, these things become more clear in his mind.
ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့လောကပါမန်တိရရှိနေတာဟိုတမထမှာရှိနေတာငါဘယ်လိုမေးလဲဆိုတော့တမထတမာတိရကြီးနေတာပါအဲ့ဒါသူ့ကိုမိစ္ဆာတမာတိလို့ပြောတမထတမာတိလို့ပြောငါအဲ့ရမေးဘယ်လိုမေးလဲဦးစီကေဦးစီကေအဲ့တော့မှဦးစီကေအဲ့ထောက်ပြဘဝတနာရှိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဒီတနာမိစ္ဆာလို့မပြောလို့မရဘူးသူကဒါကြောင့်တမာတိရအဲ့တမာတိကောင်းတဲ့တမာတိလို့ပြောမန်တဲ့တမာတိလို့မပြော
He asked Bhante Chikinda because Bhante Chikinda is Abhidhamma expert. He knows everything. So he asked him, he says, when the mind is in jhana, he says, there are no defilements. He says, but can we call that like Michcha Samadhi or Sama Samadhi? You know, he says, and then only when he brought up Michcha Samadhi, then Bhante Chikinda pointed out to him, he says, in jhana, he says, Bhava Tanha is still present. Still present, but you cannot call it Michcha Samadhi. He said, it's not called wrong concentration. It's still right concentration, but he says, you won't call it Samma Samadhi, which is in the Noble Eightfold Path. You call it good concentration.
Oh.
But
I
don't call it good, right.
So Samma Samadhi is like Arhat Samadhi?
Samma is Noble Eightfold Path kind of Samadhi. Yeah. So it has a...
It's an Arya already.
No. Noble Eightfold Path just means everything is right.
Samma Samadhi is there. The jhana of jhana is Samma Samadhi is there. I mean, it's a machine that is not Samadhi.
He says that even that samatha kind of samadhi, you can include it in the Noble Eightfold Path as sama samadhi. He says, but he knew there was something wrong with it. There's still some defilement present in the samatha kind of practice, and then Bhattacharya told him,
isn't it subdued at that point? It's like covered up. It's there. It's kind of like a latent, it's latent defilement.
No. Bhavatana is anusaya. We hardly see it, right? Bhavatana.
Bhavatana, abhyachima pyat. Anaganya ma...
No, yahana ma...
Yahana ma pyat.
Only an arahant can get rid of Bhavatana.
Yeah, I understand that.
Amipyat, amipyat pyat.
But in moments of vipassana insight, there's no bhavatana. He says when there is understanding, real insight into anicca, for example, there's no desire to become. That's tanha.
So if someone has that understanding in vipassana, and then they're doing shamatha practice, they might not be bhavatana then?
Vipassana tamadhi ne jhaman phir.
With vipassana kind of samadhi, you don't get jhanas.
Cannot get jhana.
Right, you have vipassana wisdom. Then later do jhanas. No way you'll say jhanas without bhavatana. That's interesting. It's, in English, I think when desire is such a big word, and so we hear it as that, really kamachana. But I think for many yogis, actually that works. Mm. It's helpful to think of shamatha with that level of strong desire, because that's how most people are practicing it.
And it fits right into, I want to be a good yogi, so they...
That's why with samatha kind of samadhi, vipassana
insights
don't
arise. Only
with
samatha kind of
samadhi.
Right, that I understand that.
Okay, samatha samadhi, ekagra yutha bhi bhi, jhanyana. Saipa le, vipassana le, saipa uva le ya.
No?
Saipa nupassana le la. Lao miya le saipa, balo lo ekagra cha.
He says, say we have samatha. We practice samatha, we have jhana. Mm-hmm. Jhana on one object. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he says we want to switch to vipassana.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment the people who practice jhana want to switch to vipassana, what they do is look at the mind.
Yeah.
Right? And once they look at the mind, what they see is so much mind. He says, how to have that kind of one point?
You can't too much.
You have to let go of that kind of
jhana. It's like chaos. People think chaos.
But actually it's not chaos.
No,
it's just
that's
lots of objects. Not just one.
Like when we're working the way we do retreats often in the past, where we start just with anapana for a couple days and then open up. And people are often, it gets shamatha, they're very resistant because that's what they say when they open up. They say, oh no, it's chaos.
When
he was about 14, he started practicing meditation, and he started practicing with some friends, and they did this deep, like... some practice. So, and he got samadhi real quick, and he loved it.
Yeah.
And he would go and tell Seattle about it, and Seattle knew that there's something wrong with that. So, after, a while, Seattle said to him, show me. And why Seattle said show me was because he started curling up. He would get into so much samadhi, and when you breathe so much, you see the mind breathes because there's enough carbon dioxide in the body.
Well, he's hyperventilating.
Right. So when you keep breathing, there's too much oxygen.
Very pain, but I like samadhi.
He liked that calm so much. And so Seattle said, show me. So he sat in front of Seattle and started doing it. He started curling up. And it was about 15 minutes. But he said he hadn't started curling up yet. But Seattle, after about 15 minutes, told him to stop breathing. Stop doing this kind of thing. And he stopped. And he asked him, what do you feel? And it was everything. He could feel the whole body, all these sensations. And he didn't like it, he said. And he refused to do
that.
He just wanted to do that.
This is no good.
This is for me.
No.
So did he listen to
Yeah,
that's
how it is.
But that was
another
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At that time, it was the first time he didn't want to do it. Yeah, but another time, he says later on, he was sitting in the Dharma hall. I don't know if it was the same retreat, but maybe later. And Sierra would come to the, and you know, the 27 points, that first, that's why that was before the first four lines, because that's his favorite four lines. It's like, don't control, don't resist, don't. And he was sitting there going, shh, and Sierra was repeating
the whole Dharma hall, I only want.
And he suddenly heard that, and he was the only one doing this, and everything else was quiet. That's when he realized he's trying to create something. And he wasn't talking to him, like, he was just saying it to the whole hall, but he suddenly understood. That's when he stopped there.
Tamari pite, loba ne tamari pite.
It says with loba, samadhi happens.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm a mixer
tamari pite. But it's wrong, samadhi.
Even being a thief in the night.
The Kurama Tamadhi. And very good awareness.
So there can be Mitya Sati.
Because motivation is defilement.
Mitya Sati.
Motivation.
Walter pointed out to him, he says, don't ever use that term, because Mitya Sati is Mitya only because of the absence of the wholesome factor sati.
Right.
So it's actually sanya at work.
Right.
Yeah, it's sanya at work.
Wait, what's sanya? Vichasati is sanya.
Because you still remember things, you still know things, but it's only perception that's working.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but not sati.
It's not actually sati.
It's a wholesome thing. That's what I saw. Sovana sadharana chitta. It's a beautiful mind.
So sati. So it's like, I think in the way that my mind's gone. When you ask yogis, you know, can you be aware and still have defilement? Mm. And they go, oh no, you know, with awareness,
no defilement.
Because we learned, and I think we teach, that sati, real sati, means no defilements in that moment.
Oh.
You know? But then we confuse sati with just awareness.
Yes.
He's also saying sati, that means no defilement in the mind that's observing. But what you observe could be a defilement.
What you observe could be
a defilement.
Yeah, what you observe.
Yeah.
But in the
sati.
So maybe we need to be more clear. Using sati and awareness interchangeably, it's not.
Yeah, sati ya. Sati talo niya dua wali. Sete tay taku ay siya.
Yeah, dami tuwa. Tawo na tada na sa ita masilo. Tadi.
Oh.
Man na soy tuwa. Ako ba na tadi kito abi? O yoyo tadi niya luya tadi da. Yes, ako ba.
Ajam tenya na lo niya. Yes.
He said that's why delusion and sanya both work to know things in the wrong way.
Too
much energy.
That's
why we need to sleep. Yeah, it's too wrapped up. Sleeping so much today. Getting worried
about sleeping too much.
No.
He says, what do people think is the kind of samadhi that's there when Magajnana arises?
What do they think?
Yeah. Like what kind of information do they have about when Magajnana arises, what sort of samadhi is present?
Kanika samadhi.
People are trying to develop high concentration to get to Magajnana.
Ayo vipassana samadhi. Vipassana samadhi myoma nyan la.
That's why only with vipassana kind of samadhi inside of.
Tamadhi phit ma nyan phit ma lo vipassana samadhi yo pyo
da. Yeah, when we say samadhi leads to samadhi leads to panya, he's talking about vipassana kind.
Ano ba la dai ma tamatha shi de.
Every he says all kinds of religions, all of them have samatha.
Yeah.
Hindu ya lo bo lo mya le de. Hindu ma la shi de.
Hindu has.
Phaya ma phit kin ne de tamadhi le shi bi. Le khone jana khone six.
Eight.
คนนั้นชื่อสระให้หนุ่มอะไรจี
เนี่ย I mean the Buddha learned that kind of practice from other teachers that
right,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he still continued with it.
แต่ไม่ตื่นเต้นนั่นเต้นนะ
တင်းနေအတိမတ်မချုပ်ချလိုက်တယ
် but even when
အဲ့တော့တင်းနေရမှမရှိပဲသူအကုန်သိရမှာ
ဘာကြောင့်သူတင်းရလဲ everything before he realized you know understood what wasn't necessary but when he set out to try to become the Buddha he dropped all that jhana and went back to first jhana
but he still kept teaching jhana all the time
yeah and he still kept practicing
took a dhamma
dhamma is jhana
တင်းနေဇန်တင်းနေဒါပေမဲ့သူပန်းနိုင်ရ
yes he said he would teach but the objective would be to reach liberation depending on yeah. the attitude of
liberation si twa aku phit aw ma tin na
not to stop the jhana but to go to liberation yeah, but that was only true. A supporting factor uh-huh. for those who were skilled
that's true because not everybody was taught to do jhana
yeah I mean there's the story of this person that Sariputta went to see a brahmin and Sariputta taught him blah blah blah, blah until he got to
anagami
and he became an anagami while
he was dying or something.
Yes, and he was giving his... And he went back, yeah, and the Buddha told him.
Yeah,
yeah, told him.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It wasn't good enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was meta, wasn't it?
It was meta, wasn't it? Dora machine. Dora machine, ma meta phi de so. Anagami phi yong pe de ni.
He says, actually, the kind of practice where, you know, you practice learning about dosa, so that when there's no dosa, there's only meta, then meta vitapa, is actually the practice to become an anagami. Because Ujyotika said this, somebody who really understands dosa becomes an anagami.
Maybe indulging a little bit too much in it, but indulging in the dosa a little too much,
but
dosa
also low light,
not
yeah.
Yes, we cannot indulge in dosa.
The ghetti lo dosa, he go ma phit dosa.
He says when we really understand, it doesn't happen
anymore.
No. I can remember that. The benefit of my dosa.
Benefit of your dosa.
Understand
dosa. Dosa, dale. And I got you.